And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, all the latest news and photos are up on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, you can stalk me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media if you want to stalk me on Facebook. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you most certainly can. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show if you want to check me out there. Now, it's great pleasure to have Dennis Hoff, the American Brothel owner and entrepreneur and restaurateur of the Bunny Ranch. He joins us on the Super Celebrity Hotline. But before I bring him up, you know, you guys probably saw this all over the news, Hookers for Hillary. It's a movement that they had. They're endorsing Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States. And when I first saw it, I thought it was a publicity stunt. I'm like, okay, you know, Dennis is, you know, he's really, you know, he knows how to market, you know. So I'm thinking this is one of those things where he's, you know, getting the name out there, but it's actually a real thing. There is a website, hookersforhillary.com. And I'm bringing on to the Super Celebrity Hotline right now Dennis Hoff and Bunny Chrissy Summers. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Sean. You know, every election cycle, we like to support different people. And this time, I think the girls have just decided that the Republicans just don't have a chance. And they want to give Hillary a chance.
Right. So, first of all, whose idea was this? Was this the Bunny's, or was this yours?
It's something we do for every election cycle. Last time we supported Ron Paul because the girls liked the fact that he likes states' rights, and because of states' rights, we're able to exist and have our legal prostitution business. They just liked Ron Paul, so we did our pimping for Paul. And website, and we supported Ron Paul. But this time it's Hillary, and there's numerous reasons, and, you know, they all kind of make sense to me. But Chrissy, you want to give them a couple of the reasons?
Sure. Yeah, well, one of the reasons that I really liked about Hillary Clinton is the fact that she's going to be protecting health care reform. The Affordable Health Care Act made health insurance available for the first time ever to the legal prostitutes to buy, so the first time ever. So with any Republican nominee likely to work for its appeal, we want to protect the quality health care coverage that we enjoy and that we deserve since we're working legally.
Right.
Sean, up until the Affordable Health Care Act, a prostitute, even though some of them had mid-six-figure incomes, could not get health insurance because the health insurance companies would lump them in with the illegal prostitutes. So it's a big deal for these girls to be able to buy health insurance.
Right, right. Now, you also had the foreign policy experience. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that, you know, have to do with the Bunny Ranch? I'm very curious to know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, the Bunny Ranch girls, they entertain customers from all around the globe, and the girls have great respect for any woman who can take powerful men from oppressive cultures and bend to her will. So, I mean, it's really mostly the invaluable experience that she gained negotiating foreign policy. So we can definitely relate on that level.
Right.
Well, also, Sean, what I heard from a lot of the girls was this. Girls just don't get equal pay. It's not nonsense that your girls get 75% of what a man gets for the same job. I mean, they know that's real. And now it happens at the Bunny Ranch, a girl will make a lot more than a man because male prostitutes don't make any money at all. And so the girls will make substantially more. So they think that Hillary will push that agenda of making sure that women get paid in all jobs, not just the Bunny Ranch, the same kind of money that men make.
Right. Now, have you been reached to by the Hillary Clinton campaign? Has anybody contacted you guys?
A couple things have happened. One, her brother, Tony, reached out to us, and he wants to come to whatever function we have, which is nice. And today I got a letter from them wanting me to contribute. I really haven't read much of it because my mail just came in before you called, but I saw it was from the Hillary campaign, so we'll see. But I'm
I think she's got a good sense of humor. But, you know, Michelle, when I'll tell you, I made more money and I paid more taxes than I ever paid when Bill Clinton was in office. And I like the fact that Hillary will wake up with her first man and over their cream of wheat, she'll talk to him about financial things and keeping our country healthy.
Yeah. Now, you did mention you haven't opened up the letter as far as donations. Now, if you're going to donate, have you decided how much you're willing to donate to the campaign?
Well, whatever I can. I mean, if there's a maximum, I think there used to be a maximum of $2,500. I actually donated money to Hillary in the last election, and I also donated money to Ron Paul on both sides because I just like the candidates. And I think the girls got a good choice this time. You know, when Newt Gingrich, who's one of the most powerful people in the Republican Party, say they don't have a prayer, worry about 2020.
Yeah. Now,
and I think everybody should listen.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that always amazes me about the Bunny Ranch is that you guys, obviously, it's all legal. It's totally legal. Mm-hmm. And in the few times that I have spoke to you, Dennis, you have expressed a desire to actually expand your brand. And the only reason why it really hasn't happened yet outside of where you're at is because it's not legal in other places. So would that be something on the table to speak to the Hillary Clinton campaign about?
Oh, that would be the first thing on the table, and I will have them. I'll send them my book, The Art of the Pimp, and I'll tell them, read this, because it tells you how to stop sex trafficking. It tells you about business. It tells you about fun, how to win friends and influence people, Bunny Ranch style. But it tells you how to cut the sex trafficking way down. In fact, if I have a choice, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd put a Bunny Ranch right next to Portillo's in Chicago because I love their Italian beef sandwiches.
Well, if Hillary Clinton knew how much we do for anti-sex trafficking, she would appreciate that because she's really a big advocate for anti-sex trafficking. So she's really a big advocate on that, and I think she'd appreciate the fact of making it legal widespread. I know it's not going to happen anytime soon, but I know that she would like the legal side of that, whether she agrees with the sex business or not.
All right, great. Now, it was one thing that I actually heard that you were doing, Dennis, and I had to ask you about this. And you were searching for a quality tester for the Bunny Ranch. How is that search going?
That search, that was something that Chrissy Summers spearheaded. She did over 125 interviews, and she's hired 8 people. And so we're in good shape right now. But Chrissy, it was interesting, some of the guys, the couples, and the single women that wanted to be quality control testers for you.
Yeah, we even had women, believe it or not, which is completely awesome, actually, if you ask me. But yeah, we had so many emails. It was crazy.
Right. So what is for the Bunny Ranch, what does the quality tester do? I'm really curious to know because, you know, I actually thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute, I should do this. But then I'm like, you know what? No, I don't know what the whole job entails. So,
You get to test out many different positions with the women and obviously different sexual acts. And it can't just be like the normal stuff like missionary and girl on top. It has to be crazy stuff. So you're testing them on their different skills and then also their customer service skills, like their personality, because you have to have personality. You're also testing them on their appearance, making sure they look good. And then what I look for when we're hiring somebody is somebody that's obviously experienced and a nice, respectful person. You don't have to be the best-looking person in the world. You can just be average Joe, but you have to know a thing or two about sex.
Okay, so you hired 8 people, right? And it's so far, has there been anybody that you guys quality tested and you guys say, you know what, this person is not for the Bunny Ranch?
Of course.
Absolutely. We did have one girl, and what we did is we said, look, you're a nice girl. Then when we talked to her, we didn't realize that she was a virgin when she came to work here. She never told anybody, and she lost her virginity here at the ranch, and so our quality control tested her. He was the third guy that she was with, Well, she's not expected to know much. So what we did is we doubled up on the big sister program. We got her two big sisters to teach her the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really interesting, because I never thought I never thought this would be possible. You know, we're actually talking about this, actually having quality testers, you know, for the Bunny Ranch. That's really cool.
What a great job. I mean, every major company has quality testers. Every food company. The difference is, instead of getting high cholesterol and getting fat, you get a little exercise, and you get the one thing that you love a lot, pretty girls.
And right. It seems too good to be true, but it's not. It's the real deal. It's a temporary job, though.
Oh, it doesn't last forever. It's a temporary job, because once the girls find out, remember, these are secret shoppers, Sean. So once the girls figure out who the secret shopper is, then he's lost his effectiveness.
Oh, so you're basically always going to be hiring for quality testers.
That's right. So we're going to keep your application on file, and so when Chrissy is in need, in fact, when we come to Chicago, we're coming to Chicago in August for the morning show boot camp.
Yay.
And we'll come in and see you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I definitely got to try that stuff out, because it's one of those things that I was always curious about, and I'm like, you know what? The only person I know that can make that happen will be Dennis Hoff. Now, what's next? What's next on the horizon for the Bunny Ranch, and what's on, you know, for...
We are so excited. We got a great summer we're looking forward to. Our Memorial Day party is legendary. I mean, it's just legendary. People come from all over to be at our parties, and we're going to have a huge Memorial Day party. And then on the 4th of July weekend, we'll be opening up our 7th brothel, the Kit Kat Ranch, in Northern Nevada. So in Northern Nevada, their Bunny Ranch sits by itself, and then there is the Kit Kat, the Love Ranch, the Sagebrush Ranch, and Madame Suzette's Red Light Cabaret, which is a strip club, are all together. So we just did a million-dollar remodel on the Kit Kat, and we'll be opening it up for 4th of July weekend.
All right, great. And how's the book coming along? This book's been out for a while.
Well, it's been out 30 days now, and we've done a lot of media. Well, Chrissy and I did 34 television shows, including Good Day New York. Mm-hmm. We even fought it out for an hour with Nancy Grace.
And how does she take it?
Well, she was great. She promoted the book.
It was hilarious, though, because at one point, and you're going to laugh at this, Dennis is like, Nancy, prostitution's not going away. And her response is, and Dennis, you want to know why prostitution's not going away? Because of the devil. In her southern accent. But that was the first time I saw Dennis not know how to respond, because he always has an answer to everything. But how do you respond when somebody throws the devil card at you?
Yeah, that, you know, once somebody throws that, it's like everything else is just totally out the door.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, during the first break, Sean, what they do is they have you in different studios, because she has those boxes that come up on the screen.
Yeah.
And so everybody's in a different studio. Chrissy and I were in one studio. Heidi Fleiss was in Hollywood, and Nancy was in the studio next to us. And during the break, Nancy says, Dennis, you in there crying?
Oh, yeah. And then she's like, you didn't think this was going to be a PTA meeting, honey, did you?
And there you have it, Dennis Hoff, owner of the Bunny Ranch, along with Chrissy Summers, working girl at the Bunny Ranch. Make sure you guys check out bunnyranch.com. And if you want to follow them on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Bunny Ranch. Also, check out hookersforhillary.com if you want to check out the movement. And Dennis Hoff's new book has been out for 30 days, Art of the Pimp. Make sure you check that out. You can buy it at Amazon, wherever fine books are sold. Make sure you go there and check out Art of the Pimp. It's a really good book. You can find out a lot about Dennis Hoff, that things I thought I knew and I didn't know. So make sure you guys...
If anybody's ever got any questions, Sean, just email me, dennis@bunnyranch.com, about anything, and we'll give them all the information.
Great, great. And there you have it. We'll be back right after this.